Section C. Chapter 1. Defensive Driving and Other Precautions. Safety Tips for Safe Driving and Sharing the Road. If every driver always obeyed the rules, and always behaved in a sensible way, driving would be simpler and safer. Unfortunately, this ideal situation does not exist. Instead, we frequently encounter drivers who behave unpredictably or recklessly, and other highway users, such as pedestrians and bicyclists, who ignore the rules that apply to them. Defensive driving means being constantly aware of the driving conditions, planning ahead, anticipating dangers, and taking the right action so as not to come in contact with any obstacle or other vehicle. To protect yourself, you must learn to drive defensively. This means anticipating errors by others and preparing to compensate for their mistakes. In addition, you must always behave in a correct and sensible fashion so that you do not confuse other drivers. All of us want to avoid collisions that result in personal injury or even death. But, even when there is no personal injury, a collision means inconvenience and auto repair costs. It may also result in a court appearance and fines, as well as increased insurance rates. You have a great financial stake in your own good driving record. Driving defensively will help protect your life and your driving record. Courtesy and consideration toward others are the most important driving attitudes you can develop. They are the key to safe driving. Concentration and alertness are important elements. Concentration is one of the most important elements of safe and defensive driving. You must develop the habit of keeping your mind on driving. The driver's safety is no place for daydreaming, sightseeing, or distracting conversations. Drive alert. The defensive driving rules are simple and easy to follow. If you follow them, you should be able to avoid getting yourself into difficult situations. The rules are: use your rearview mirrors. Constantly check the traffic behind you. Always check mirrors before changing lanes. Stay out of another driver's blind spot to prevent another vehicle from turning into you. Expect the other driver to do the wrong thing, and have a plan of action prepared to counter his error. Drive cautiously. Remember to always use the 2-second rule. Periodically test your following distance by picking out a stationary object on the roadway ahead and doing the 1001, 1002 count. Remember, if you reach that point before counting to 1002, you are following too closely. If this is the case, slow down in order to lengthen your following distance. Remember, on high-speed interstates, when following large commercial trucks or buses, and in inclement weather or limited visibility conditions, it is safest to increase this following distance to at least 3 to 4 seconds. Scanning the road and traffic for defensive reactions. Most of what you do as a defensive driver is in response to what you see while driving. When driving, we gather 90% of the information about the road and our surroundings through our eyes. Scanning means looking at the entire scene for anything that might come into your path. As you scan the road, avoid a fixed stare. Keep your eyes moving and learn to read the road. Look ahead, to the sides and behind you. Scan ahead. Looking ahead will help you see things early and will allow you more time to react. Defensive drivers try to focus their eyes 10 to 15 seconds, about the distance of one city block, ahead. Scan to the sides. Scan from side to side, checking for directional signs, cars or people that might be in the road by the time you reach them. Watch for clues. Look for exhaust smoke, brake or backup lights, and turned wheels on vehicles. Clues like these indicate that the vehicles may pull into your path. Be careful in rural areas. Watch for hidden intersections and driveways, curves, hills and different road conditions, pavement changing to gravel or dirt road, narrowing road, etc. Check left to right before entering an intersection. At any intersection, look to the left first, since cars coming from the left will be closer to you. Then look to the right and take one more quick look to the left before you drive through. Look behind. Use your rearview mirror to check the traffic behind you frequently, about every 10 seconds. This will alert you if someone is moving up too quickly or tailgating you. Be sure to check the traffic behind you when changing lanes, backing up, slowing down quickly, or driving down a long steep hill. but don't keep your eyes off the road ahead for more than a brief look behind. By knowing the speed and position of traffic on all four sides of your vehicle, you will be better able to make decisions quickly and safely in most situations. Communicating with other drivers. Communicating means clearly showing other drivers and pedestrians what you plan to do early enough to avoid a collision. Anytime you plan to change directions, use your turn signals. Whether you are changing lanes, turning at an intersection, entering an interstate, pulling away from a curb or pulling off to the side of the road. Develop the habit of using your turn signals even when you do not see other vehicles on the road. As a driver, you will constantly be making decisions every mile you drive. Learn to keep a safe driving space or safety cushion around your vehicle. Sharing space. You must always share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer you will be. This section describes how to make sure you have enough space around you when you drive. Always drive in such a manner that you are able to control the space between your vehicle and others. At times, this may mean slowing or increasing your speed, within lawful limits only. Try to maintain a safety cushion to the front, rear and each side of your vehicle at all times in order to provide an area of escape or prevention should an emergency occur. 1. Space ahead. Rear-end crashes are very common. Rear-end crashes are caused by drivers following too closely, tailgating, to be able to stop before hitting the vehicle ahead when it suddenly slows or stops. The best way to maintain this safety cushion is to follow the basic 2-second rule. Also, leave extra space when approaching railroad crossings or when stopped behind another vehicle on a hill or curve. 2. Space behind. It is not always easy to manage the space behind your vehicle. However, you can help keep a driver behind you at a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and using turn signals in advance when you have to slow down or turn. Every now and then you may find yourself being followed too closely or being tailgated by another driver. If there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the road ahead is clear and passing is legal, then slowly reduce your speed. This will encourage the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. All that does is increase your risk of being hit from behind. 3. Space to both sides. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Avoid driving in blind spots of other vehicles. When meeting oncoming vehicles on a two-lane road, stay slightly to the right of your lane so as not to crowd the centerline. Be courteous and move to the left lane on multi-lane roads when other vehicles are trying to merge into traffic. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked cars, pedestrians and bicyclists, especially children, on the roadside. Two key rules about space to the side includes: split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer a middle course between oncoming traffic and parked vehicles. However, if one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the most dangerous side. If the oncoming vehicle is a semi-truck, leave more room on the side that the truck will pass on instead of the side with the parked cars. Take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if you are overtaking a bicyclist and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down. Let the vehicle pass first so that you can then safely move to the left to give room to the bicycle. Other sharing space tips include: merging defensively. A minimum 4-second gap is needed whenever you change lanes, enter a roadway, or when your lane merges with another traffic lane. If you need to cross several lanes, take them one at a time. Never cut across multiple lanes. It can tie up traffic and even cause you to have a collision or create a crash between other vehicles trying to avoid your sudden and unsafe maneuver. Handling intersections defensively. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough gap to get all the way across the road. Do not block intersections or get caught with a portion of your vehicle left in a traffic lane with approaching vehicles. Make sure you can safely complete the cross or entering maneuver before you enter the intersection. Start pass defensively. Be safe. As a general rule, pass only one vehicle at a time. Remember, passing does not entitle you to exceed the speed limit. At 55 mph, you will need about 10 seconds to complete the pass of a single vehicle. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. Finish pass defensively. Do not count on other drivers to make room for you. You will need enough room between your vehicle and the other vehicle, space behind, to safely return to the driving lane. It's safest not to return to the driving lane until you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in the rearview mirror. Handle dangerous situations defensively. Allow space to react to problem drivers or dangerous actions you may encounter, including the following: obstructed vision of yourself or other driver, bushes at intersection, glaring sunlight, pedestrians with umbrellas, etc. Distractions for pedestrians or drivers, talking on cell phones, roadside attractions, sightseeing tourists, tending to children, etc. Confused drivers or pedestrians, weaving in and out of lanes, looking for road names, reading maps, etc. Handle driver errors defensively. If another driver makes a mistake, such as a driver who passes you without enough room or in heavy traffic, do not make the situation worse. Take necessary actions to safely avoid an accident. Slow down and allow room for passing drivers to safely return to the driving lane. Slow down and allow room for drivers merging suddenly from road hazards, as well as ending lanes or entering, exiting expressways. Slow down and allow room for drivers about to be forced into U lane by another merging vehicle, road construction or emergency vehicles approaching or stopped on the roadside. If you always drive defensively and follow these traffic space and scanning guidelines, you will help keep traffic moving smoothly and safely. Road rage. Aggressive driving. Tailgating, honking, fist and hand gestures, yelling, speeding, cutting off other drivers, and more frightening, the use of firearms has become a real danger on America's highways. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, says about 66% of all traffic fatalities annually are caused by aggressive driving behaviors, such as passing on the right, running red lights, and tailgating. Law enforcement and insurance companies are getting much tougher on aggressive drivers. Tips to avoid road rage. Give driving your full attention. Obey the law. Control emotions so they don't interfere with driving. Don't join in the confrontation, even if it is just honking or glaring. Don't tailgate. Drive defensively. Give an angry driver plenty space. Don't take traffic problems personally. Be polite, even when someone else is rude. Drive relaxed and within the speed limit, passing only when necessary. If a driver follows you, go to a police station or a public place where you can get help. If you are harassed on the road, get the offender's license tag number if possible and report the incident to the authorities. Because road rage is increasing every year, you must learn to protect yourself against aggressive drivers. If you have a tendency to get irritated and angry behind the wheel, you must learn to change your attitude and your behavior. Otherwise, you are an accident looking for a place to happen. You can't control traffic, but you can control your reaction to it.